When Jim Kenney takes the oath of office on Monday, it'll mark the beginning of his term as mayor of Philadelphia. But it also marks the end of Kenney's metamorphosis from political candidate to chief executive. W8YY's Katie Culinary has this look at Kenney's six-month transition.
The process began quietly in May, right after Kenney won the Democratic primary. David Thornburg, head of the Government Watchdog Group Committee of 70, says it had to be quiet at first.
I think they were very careful not to show their cards during the course of the campaign because they felt that'd be inappropriate, but that didn't keep them from doing a lot of important work and serious work kind of offline to vet candidates for senior roles, to start engaging in the process of governing.
Not long after the November election, Kenney could make those activities public. He announced a transition team of roughly 170 people who helped him hold town hall-style meetings with residents and will release a report on policy priorities in a few weeks. Observers like Thornburg believe the work is paying off, and Kenney will get started with some good players on a diverse team. Kenney also has some ambitious and expensive plans, including new investments in parks and the ports, as well as a $60 million universal pre-K program. State Representative Dwight Evans co-chairs Kenney's transition team. He says in some ways, writing up the plan is the easy part.
The biggest challenge will be for Jim is Jim's a very impatient person and want to get things done.
Evans says Kenney's staff need to set goals he can achieve.
It's going to take some work and some time. And sometimes you will not solve things as quickly as you would like them to be solved. But you got to stay with it.
Katie Culinary, WHYY News.